This is Rabbi Avi Karp of Scranton, who's going to give his impressions of the Rosh Hashiva Zal. We started 41 years ago, right?
Approximately, yeah.
In Tel Aviv.
Yes.
And you saw him in a shul, where he gave a shiur in a shul. Now, what was your impression of what you saw, and how did it affect you?
Okay, as I said, I was not zeichet to learn on a regular basis by the Rosh Hashiva. But at this one time, when I was learning in Eretz Yisrael, he gave the shiur in the shul. And the hashpah, when you know, if you're interested in the koyach of the hashpah, the Rosh Hashiva, first of all, it was like a, you always remember important events. So like I remember exactly where I was, where I was standing, the time of the day, the exact position of the Rosh Hashiva. The hashpah was as a, they compare it to an eish. Like I said, that even though the shiur itself, you know, was a difficult shiur, and maybe I didn't have the shiur, even Mishas Maisa. However, I remember Ad Hayoim, the sugya that I learned the night after the shiur when I went back to yeshiva. I still remember the sugya that I learned. That was the koyach of the hashpoya that he had. I mean, unfortunately, we don't have the same hashpoya every day, but it was an immense influence, and like an ignition, that he was a koyach of an eish, and it was able to ignite Talmidim to, and Baruch Hashem, those people that were able to learn by him on a regular basis is have a tremendous chus.
Well, there's nothing that you observe there that you recall?
Nothing special, nothing that I could say over, no. Uh-huh. Other than the general influence, you know, I had no person, I was a mile away from him even. I wasn't even close to him. Uh-huh. I was standing, you know, way in the back even, I fetched in.
But it was impressive that all these people came to hear him.
Well, if you want me to say that, I mean, that's silly. I mean, you know, it's not, of course he didn't, people of course came to hear him. He was the Gadol HaDor, I mean.
Okay, thank you very much, Rabbi Karp, for your few words. I hope I don't have to bother you.